طال العمر يوضح إن الله بصير بالعباد. أستغفر الله أستغفر الله وأسأله التوبة. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة هو الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العبيد الجبار المتكبر. سبحان الله عما يشركون. هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى يسبح له ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين عبد القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين سيما بقية الله في العالمين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. قال الحكيم في كتاب المجيد والفرقان الحميد بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كمثل الشيطان إذ قال للإنسان اكفر فلما كفر قال إني بريء منك إني أخاف الله رب العالمين. صلوات
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
I would like to congratulate all of you. The days of the whole and Wiladat of Muhammad Mustafa.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So some Muslims celebrate on 12th and we celebrate on 17th. So as a whole, as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi
wa sallam
is the symbol of unity for all universe, for all creatures, for all Muslims. So these days from 12th to 17th are also celebrated as week of unity among Muslimin and all other mankind. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to be true follower of this great Prophet Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu
alayhi wa sallam.
Proceeding towards our topic, and that is about Iblis, about Shaitan, who is our open enemy. And many times in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us warning to be careful from this Iblis. Because this is enemy who is attacking us, who is working against us, but at the same time, we cannot see him. We do not know when and where he has trapped us, when and where he has whispered, and we are following him as his agent. We are playing on his page. So we need to be more careful. One such example has been given in Surah Hash, chapter number 59, verse number 16. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Kamasal shaitan, the parable of shaitan, the example of Iblis, is qala lil insan ikfur. He is inspiring the people to be kafir, to be non-believer, to be disbeliever. So once, falamma kafar, and once people, they are leaving Islam, or they have left Islam, or they have adopted kufr, then he says, Kala inni bariyun. So I am not anymore concerned with you. Or even he is saying, I did not ask you to be kafir. This was your own choice. This was your own decision. So he is whispering, he is deviating us from the right path, But at the same time, when people are leaving the right path, when people are leaving Sirat-e-Mustaqim, at that time he is announcing, Inni bari'un minka, I am not concerned with you. This was actually, I was not forcing you. I did not force you to leave Islam or not to follow Islam or not to follow the teachings of Quran and Islam. This was your own choice. And what did he say? Inni akhafu Allah Rabbul Alameen. You were not scared of your Lord, but I was scared of my Lord. With all this nonsense, with all this sins and offering and attraction and packages of sin towards the mankind, because he is enemy of mankind. So he is deviating everyone, but at the same time he is saying, I am scared of Allah. I have fear of Allah. So if this Iblis has fear of Allah, why not we believers must have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Now how powerful this Iblis is. He has established his own kingdom. He is king of kings. And he has also established his cabinet. He has appointed different ministers who are working on different faculties. So altogether his cabinet has 20 ministers, and a few of them inshallah we will discuss today. Number one of the ministers, his name is, or his, like education minister, like finance minister, so one of the ministers is Walha or Walhan. So this Walha, what is his duty? His duty is to create doubts and waswas. And the last surah of Quran you have read lot of time. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas. Min sharril waswas al-khannas. Khannas is also name of one of shaitan. So what is the job of khannas? He is creating waswas, doubts. And especially the job of this Walha is, his job is to develop doubts in taharat, in wuzu, in ibadat, in salah. So that's why usually when people are taking wuzu, so they are thinking whether this wuzu is right or wrong. Maybe I have not done properly, I should do it again. So likewise, it's in the prayer, I have read one rakat or two rakat or three or four. So when there are doubts, usually people are doing again and again. So in this way, Iblis is making difficult performance of ibadat. So when it is difficult for them because they do not remember properly, they are having doubts, even they, when they are having doubts, so they are having doubts whether this has been accepted or not. So when everything of ibadat is doubtful, so usually people are becoming lazy and they are losing their interest in the worship, and then ultimately they stop to do wuzu and they stop to pray for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the job of Walha. His duty is to create different kind of doubts and waswas and whispering. What is the duty of believer? He should not respond towards these doubts. So he should try to work, or he should try to follow his own certainty. Apne yaqeen par amal karna chahiye, aur shaitan ki taraf se aaye waswas aur shakook aur shubhat ko hame khatir mein nahi lena chahiye. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Number two, that minister is Hafaf. And what is his duty? He is wandering in deserts or in villages or remote areas. And his duty is to make scared to the people. In sometime in the form of animals, sometime in the form of different kinds of sounds. You know, those people who have traveled in deserts or in remote areas, so usually some kind of thoughts have occupied their mind. Maybe jinn will come, maybe devil will come, maybe some animal will come and will attack, maybe other animals will come, other enemies will come. So different kinds of thoughts are usually occupying the people, especially when they are alone, when they are traveling in the deserts or in remote areas, and when they are traveling in the, or they are walking while they are all alone in the darkness. So usually these thoughts are coming from this minister of Iblis, and name of that is Hafal. So the third minister, his name is Zalanbur. So this minister Zalanbur, he is working in the markets, in the shops, markets. And what is his duty? He is inspiring the shopkeepers to promote their commodities with a lot of swearings and with a lot of lies. They will portray that their product is one of the best product and they are not making any profit. Even with loss they are giving you. So this is actually whispering of Iblis, whispering of minister of Iblis, and his name is Zalanbur. And Zalanbur is working even the shopkeepers. So actually, what is their interest? They want to make profit, they want to sell their products. But when they are selling their products, they are selling their products with a lot of lies, with a lot of dishonesty, and this is by the inspiration of Zalanbur. So if the people, they trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah has given us guarantee, He is sustainer, He will give us the risk. Whatsoever risk has been written for me, that will be given to me. Nobody can stop. Then why I should earn that risk with thousands of lives? And something we are earning on the basis of lies, on the basis of faith, so that is one of the greatest sins. So why we should have to do like this? We should try to be fair, we should try to say truth. The simple is that we have to fix the price. Anyone who like can buy, anyone who dislike, it is up to him. You can't force. But why we are ruining our iman with lies, and we ruining our business and income and profit with lies? So this is a work of Iblis and Shayateen to whisper the people, to offer different kind of packages and attraction with lot of lies just to sell their commodities. So we believe in Allah, we trust in Allah, and He is the sustainer, He will give us risk. The best thing is, whatever the price is we want to sell, Allah is not saying you can't make profit. Whatever the profit you want to make, you can. But there is no need of lies while you are doing your business. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The fourth minister, his name is Sabr. And this Sabr is with Sa, not Saad. And what is his job? Whenever the people are facing any calamity, any problem, any difficulty, any disease, so usually this shaitan is inspiring the people to do a lot of cries, to tear their dresses or to hit themselves. You know, whenever, usually when some close relatives are dying, especially ladies, but sometimes the gents, they are also doing these kind of things. So whenever there is any musibat, so we should be patient. Because something that has been happened, we cannot change. But if we are patient, we are tolerant, and we welcome whatever has been provided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, whenever anyone, beloved one, is leaving us, so that is difficult. Whenever we are facing problem, it is really difficult. But with jaza wa faza, we cannot change anything. The best thing is, we have to believe like believers. Whenever we are facing any problem, any musibah, we should communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the way we can do dua? For example, if someone has died, so what we can do? We can pray for his good future. For his next destination, that the next destination, that is grave, we can pray for that. He should be at ease over there. Or instead of crying and tearing dress and eating ourselves, what we can do? We can read some Quran, we can do some dua. So in this way, we can release our grief which we had due to the departure of someone. But if there is, for example, some disease, again, by doing these things, we cannot change anything. But we can do Quran is Shafa. Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, they also are wasila for Shafa. So they can help us. So instead of crying and tearing dress and these things, we can do dua, we can read Quran, and we can ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change our situation. The next minister, his name is Abyaz. And what is his duty? He is specially appointed with the prophets, appointed upon messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the duty of this Abyaz? To create different kind of waswas, to whisper them for angerness. Or usually most of the crimes are disputes we are having when people are angry. So again, in many hadiths it has been said, whenever people are angry, actually they are under the control of shaitan. So this is the duty of Abyaz, to provoke the people to be angry. And once they are angry, they are under the control of Iblis. And when the people are angry, usually they are fighting with each other. And usually when people are killing each other, they are killing due to their angerness. So we need to control this angerness. Otherwise, a lot of problems will come in front of us and we will be unable to resolve those issues. So one day, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, he was calling one of his slaves. So slave was listening Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, but he was not replying. Why? Shaitan at that moment controlled that slave. And Shaitan whispered not to reply Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, not to go to him and make him angry. After calls of many times, when slave did not reply to Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam stood up, and when he searched, he found that slave and he was sleeping next to the wall and he was eating dates. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam went next to him and asked, I was calling you and I hope you were listening to me. Why did you not reply to me? He said, actually, I was annoying you so that you should be angry and I want to test you. Hazrat Ali alayhi salam told him, actually this was not you. This was Shaitan who occupied your thought and he was inspiring you not to reply to me so that in the reaction I should be angry. Now, the Shaitan who want to make me angry, now I am doing something to make him angry. And what did Hazrat Ali alayhi salam done at that moment?
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
He said, O slave, you are free. I am making you free. No, you are not slave anymore. So the Iblis who planned to provoke and make angry to Hazrat Ali alayhi salam, in the result, Hazrat Ali alayhi salam made angry to the Iblis and make him unsuccessful in his plan. So likewise, as Hazrat Ali alayhi salam done, we can do whenever there is any situation, any reason that is making us angry, or we should be cool and calm and plan and think why this thing is happening, and we have to react opposite of that thing what is making us angry. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Rahmanir Rahim
wa al-asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bis-sabr.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. اللهم لك الحمد بديع السماوات والأرض ذا الجلال والإكرام رب الأرباب وإله كل مولود وخالق كل مخلوق ووارث كل شيء ليس كمثله شيء وهو بكل شيء محيط أنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الأحد المتوحد الفرد المتفرد وأنت الله لا إله إلا أنت الكريم المتكرم العظيم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين أبي القاسم سيدنا محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى علي بن أبي طالب أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد
وعلى فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين.
اللهم صل على محمد
وعلى الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى جعفر بن محمد وعلى موسى بن جعفر وعلى علي بن موسى وعلى محمد بن علي وعلى علي بن محمد وعلى حسن بن علي وعلى الخلف القائم المنتظر المحدي.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد.
اللهم عجل ظهورا إنهم يرونه بعيدا ونراه قريبا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم افتح لي أبواب توبتك ورحمتك ورزقك الواسع إني إليك من الراغبين واتمم لإنعامك إنك خير المنعمين. اللهم اجعل بقية عمري في أداء فرض الجمعة والحج والعمرة ابتغاء وجهك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
أوصيكم بتقوى الله ونصر أمركم. This beautiful advice of our first Imam for me and for you, for the people, be muttaqi, adopt piety, have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your hearts, and reflect that fear in your actions and in your thoughts and your words. Surah Maida chapter 5, verse number 2. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَامَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى وَلَا تَعَامَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. With the people, whenever there is call of taqwa and good deeds, you have to cooperate, you have to welcome, you have to join hands. وَلَا تَعَامَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And whenever people are inviting you, asking you to have disputes, to have quarrels, to have fights, and people are inviting you for bad deeds or for sins, وَلَا تَعَامَنُوا. At that time you should not cooperate. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. And Allah says, whenever there is invitation of guna and sins and fights, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. At that time, try to have fear of Allah and don't get involved in these things. Why? If you will get involved, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. At that time, the wrath of Allah, the revenge of Allah, the punishment of Allah will be very, very hard. We cannot afford the punishment and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the better way is we should try to follow the path of taqwa and path of cooperation for good deeds for each other. Someone asked a question about whether attending fashion show with catwalk that is allowed or not. So usually any gathering where there is no hijab and mixed gathering, Islam does not allow to join these gatherings. And if that gathering has music and mixed gathering without hijab, and if even business is involved, as I said already, we have to do business, we have to promote our business and culture, we have to earn profit, but not with haram, not with lies. Because if we are earning less, but if that is from halal means, then that is barakah. Then barakah in that, and mercy of Allah and the barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is much more. Maybe for a while, for short time, we will earn a lot. But anything which is coming from haram means that will not be good for our iman, that will not be good for our children and family, and ultimately for the business. Maybe for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, we will earn a lot, and all of a sudden everything will go. And if that will not go, our death will be very difficult, and the destination of grave, that will be difficult. So that's why if any business that is involved with haram, and those people who are cooperating or participating, they are also not allowed for these things, so that all Muslims, believers, should go on a right path, and they have to cooperate with each other for good things, for promotion of business, not for promotion of guna and haram things. And these days are days of birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Quran says, "Wa innaka la'ala khuluqan 'azim." Prophet was best of the character of akhlaq. He was symbol of akhlaq. His actions, his negotiations, his words, his life was best of the life. So, due to shortage of time, just one thing. Whenever Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was observing, someone is not attending or not coming in the Masjid Nabawi for 3 days, then Prophet was asking about him, why he is not coming. If people were saying he has gone somewhere in other city or for trade or business, then Prophet was doing dua in his absence for his successful return. If people were saying he is sick, then Prophet ﷺ was going and visiting him and doing dua for his recovery. And if still he was not sick or he was not in other city, then still if they were not coming, Prophet usually was going and visiting them and asking the reason. So as Prophet ﷺ was, he was watching and observing everybody and everyone, and always keen to see the people, and he was also keen if there is any problem, he was always going forward and looking the people and trying to resolve their issues and are trying to do dua for them, so that people should improve their health, their business, and their psychological situation. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us tawfiq. So to have healthy relations and to think about all mu'mineen. And whenever we are feeling someone is not coming, not joining, we have to move forward, we have to go forward, and we have to do dua or iadat or well wishes for each other.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad. So inshallah, tomorrow 5:30, we will celebrate the birthday of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa
sallam.
And hopefully others, brothers and sunnat, will also join us. So please come on time and celebrate very well. At the same time, the food has been ordered and almost that will cost £500. All those who are willing, they can participate in the price of this food. And inshallah, with your participation, with your family members, once again, these days are days of greetings and celebration. And inshallah, when Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are happy and all angels are happy, why not we should be happy with the celebration and with these greetings and these beautiful days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove all of the calamities from the believers throughout the world. The people of Bahrain, they are in trouble. The people of Yemen, they are in trouble. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kick out all tyrants who are snatching the rights of people and give freedom to all believers throughout the world. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase your sustenance and remove all kind of calamities from you, sisters and brother, and from all mu'minin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna a'tainaka al-kawthar. فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ إِنَّ شَانِئَكَ هُوَ الْأَبْتَرُ